my father's father, which my grandfather, she said she came across over here on a ship by the Reed Little Garden. And she worried about going back. He supposed to let her, send her back to her home. Mm-hmm. But he never did.
She was Spanish then?
I think so. Because she was a Cuban. Mm-hmm. And you could, well, you could understand some things, she said. But she believed in everything nice, and she never did live to go back to her home.
What about your grandfather?
Now, my grandfather, I said, now my father's home was in Calhoun County, I mean, Gulf County, I mean, oh, gee, Jackson, well, I'm trying to say Jackson County. But now where he was born there, but he, you know, a lot of times child born one place and raised up there. Just like Brother Joe was, he was born in Georgia, but he was raised up here. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, I would say it might be Jackson County.
That your grandfather was born there?
He was born there. Now, for saying that for sure, I don't know. But he, I know my father's was, he says, home in Jackson County. I wants to find that out so bad. It's a lot of things I would really like to know. Mm-hmm. You know, because long back in then, parents would tell you, but I done forgot so much, and being so small, done went through with so much. Uh-huh.
You were married, weren't you?
Mm, not first, I married the second time.
How? Tell me about your first husband. When did you?
I and him married in 1935. I married in Dalkey. Not too far from where Mr. T.W. on down that road, not too far. And my second cousin, for me and her and her mother's first cousin, Henrietta Brown, she lived out there in Millville. Now.
Did your first husband?
No, we didn't stay together no more in about a year. Because it wasn't me separated him in Appalachian because he was working. No, he wasn't working with Shida then.
You separated after a year?
Yeah, that's right. At least he did, not me. Uh-huh. He did. So, you know, some men don't believe in paying their debts. And he owed this woman, this lady, same lady I tell you running nurse home, he owed her, I think, about $3. $3, $4. Plus the rent wasn't nothing. And he wanted me to slip off in my truck without paying her, and I wouldn't do that. I don't believe in doing nothing like that. Because he said my brother was living with me. His name was Eddie Robinson, all called him Miller. But his name was Eddie staying in Appalachian. So he said he separated about wasn't nothing. He said he heard I went to fishing. Which I did go to fishing, meaning two more women's. Mm-hmm. One of them was named Laura Bell Wynn. I don't know where she living or dead. And I can't think of this other lady's name. And we went fishing. And, of course, it hadn't been for my brother. I wouldn't have went fishing because he don't say, well, and he wasn't, he was working off, but he wasn't sending me no money. Mm-hmm. And so he said, well, and he was depending on my brother. That's why I come out and get this job to go to work. Mm-hmm. And this lady.
What about your second husband?
In one face, yeah, Jackson Fluetti. Oh, it was about, oh Lord, it was right around about a year at least, just about it. I seen him, but I didn't know him. Now his home was in Jackson County too. Mm-hmm. But all his people, now they live out here, some of his people, I don't say all of them. Well, he got a brother living in Philadelphia, his baby brother, Jake.